Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Lamed Ben Aleph. We're holding on Chav Tesim Abiz, the second line from the bottom, by the word Itmar. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Chal Yois Ba'av Ve'atet Tetzaveh, if Parsha Shkolim falls out on the week that we lay Atet Tetzaveh, so Amr Rabbi Yitzchok Navcho, Kare Shisa Mi'v'atet Tetzaveh Ad Kisisa, V'chan Mi'kisisa Ad Va'asisa. You don't do anything different. The first six Aliyahs, they'll read the Parsha Sashavua Ve'atet Tetzaveh, and the last Aliyah will read the next Parsha of Parsha Shkolim. However, Amr Abaye, Abaye says that that's not a good way about going, that's not a good way to go about things. Because, people are going to taino, oh yeah, that's just where they got up to. They got up to Parshas Kisisa, and they read the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. They're not going to sense that there's something different about this Shabbos, that it's Parshas Shkolim. Elam or Abaye, therefore Abaye says that what you should do is like this. Karushisa mivata tetzava ad vaasisa. The last Aliyah will even read into Parshas Kisisa. V'chatane v'kare mikisisa ad vaasisa. And then the last Aliyah, he'll repeat Parsha Shkolim, he'll repeat the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, and in that way it'll be nikker that it's Parsha Shkolim. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Chali ois beparsha asmucha la, if you have Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out, or Shkolim that falls out in the week, right next to the week that anyways we lay in Parshas Kisisa, beim lefaneha, beim lachareha, whether it's the week before it's Parshas Tetzaveh, or it's the week after it's Parshas V'yakel, or Kairat Naisa, V'kaifu Naisa, we read Shkolim and we repeat Shkolim. So now Bishlam ala Abayinicha, according to Abaye, we have such a chetimsa where we repeat Shkolim. That was his Eitzah. El Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Kasha, but according to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, we have a Kasha, and we don't ever repeat Shkolim. So I'm Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, ula Abaye Minicha, and according to Abaye, the Braisa is understandable. Tainach lafaneha laacharea heichim eshkachas la. So yeah, if Shkolim falls out in Tetzaveh in the week before Kisisa, so then you have a heichatimsa where you repeat Shkolim. But where do you have a heichatimsa that you repeat Shkolim when Shkolim falls out after Shabbos? After Shabbos Kisisa, in Parshas Ve'yakel, where do you have such a heichatimsa? So elamai yislach lameimah, rather what are you going to have to say to teach the Braisa? That kaifel b'shabbosis, kaifel doesn't mean you repeat that Shabbos Parshas Shkolim. It means that over two Shabbosos, you're repeating Shkolim two times. That's all the Braisa means to say. So achanami kaifel b'shabbosos, that's all we're forced to say. That's all we have to say, is that the Braisa just means to say that you read Parsha Shkolim two Shabbosos in a row. Not two times on that same Shabbos, it's two Shabbosos in a row, and that's true even according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chal yois be kisisa atzma, if Parsha Shkolim falls out on during the week that we're laying Parshas Kisisa anyways, so Am Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, we're karu shisa ad vasisa, so you have the first six aliyahs they read until vasisa, and they're shisa min vasisa ad v'yakel, they start vasisa, they start after Parsha Shkolim, they skip the beginning of Shkolim, they read from vasisa until v'yakel, until the end of the Parsha, and then v'chad kare v'kisisa ad vasisa, and then one goes back to the beginning of kisisa and reads the beginning of Parsha, the part that's Parsha Shkolim. However, Masuva Abaye, that hashta amri lemafreya hu dekare, people are going to start saying that you're allowed to do Kriya Satira out of order. They're going to say that all that happened over here is that they forgot the first Aliyah, and then they went back to the first Aliyah. So and you're allowed to do laying out of order, and therefore we shouldn't do this Eitzah. Elam Rabaye, a better way to go about things is Karu Shisad Ve'yakel. You have the first six Aliyahs, they'll read the whole parish of Kisisa, and then V'chatani V'kari Mikisisa Advasisa, and someone will repeat the last for the last Aliyah, he'll repeat the beginning of Parshas Shkolim, the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. And it says the Gemara Tani Kavasid Abaye, we have a Braisa which is Mefersh like Abaye. The Braisa says Chalias Bekisisa Atzma, we're Kairin Naisa V'Kaifin Naisa. That when Parshas Shkolim falls out on the week that we're learning Parshas Kisisa, so we read it and we repeat it. Now, repeating it in this context obviously means that you're repeating it on that Shabbos. So you see that even though you're repeating it, so we have a Braisa, a Mefersh Braisa like Abaye, that you repeat that the way the Eitzah that you do when Shkolim falls out on Kisisa is that you end up repeating the parasha of Kisisa like Abaye explained. Chaliyos b'soicha Shabbos magdim in l'Shabbos Shavra. We said if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls down in the middle of the week, so then we lay Shkalim the week before, the Shabbos before. Now itmar Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchaliyos be'erev Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls down on an erev Shabbos, so Rav Amar magdimin u'Shmuel Amar me'achrin. Rav says we still go back to the previous Shabbos, we lay Shkalim on the previous Shabbos, and Shmuel says that no, we'll read Shkalim the next day on the next day. On the Shabbos right after Rosh Chodesh. Now, Rav Amar Magdimin makes a lot of sense. Dem Kain Batzilu Yamit Shulchanes. Because if you don't read it earlier, then you're not going to have the 2 weeks that you need to prepare for the event that the Shulchanes are going to go around to collect people's money, to help exchange people's money. Ushmuel Amar Ma'achrin, however, Shmuel wasn't worried about this. Shmuel says that no, we could push it off. Amar Lach, that Saif Saif, Chameser B'mali Shabbos Mikla. Because if Rosh Chodesh Adar is falling out on an Erev Shabbos, that means that the 15th of Adar is going to be on a Shabbos. The 15th of Adar is going to be a Shabbos for Shulchanos Einafki Ad Chad B'Shava. So then the money exchangers are not going to go out anyways. They're only going to go out on Sunday, and therefore we're still going to have our 2 weeks. Hilkach Ma'achrin, so therefore we can push it off. Now says the Gemara that Tanan Lachar, we have arrived from our Mishnah. And the Mishnah said that Chal Yoyis B'Seicha Shabbos, Makdim and L'Shavar, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls down in the middle of the week, so we'll read Shkalim the week before, Umafsik and L'Shavas Acharis, and then the next Shabbos is no special Parsha. But my love, this that you, it says that you're Makdimin, it's when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, Afilu B'Erev Shabbos, the Stimus HaMishnah is Mashma, that even if that day is Erev Shabbos, still we're Makdim. Says the Gemara, Loy B'Seicha Shabbos Dafka. It means Dafka, Dafka bit in the middle of the week. But if it falls on Erev Shabbos, then it could be in a Chanami, we're not Makdim. Tashema, Ezi, Shabbos Rishayna, what's considered the Shabbos Rishayna? It's called Shechav Rosh Chodesh Adar, Liyais B'Seicha, whichever week Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in. Vafilu B'Erev Shabbos. So that's Mashma, even, and the Brisa says, even on Erev Shabbos. So my lava, filu B'Erev Shabbos, Domid B'Seicha. So Lechaira, Erev Shabbos is going on the same case as the Reisha. And it's talking about, Domid B'Seicha. The Maseicha Magdimin, Af Erev Shabbos Magdimin, just like the beginning of the Brisa was for sure talking about. It was talking about when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls down in the middle of the week and we're makdim shkalim. So too, when the Braisa says, and who had on an Erev Shabbos, that we're going to be makdim. So you have a Rav from here to Rav, that when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls down on an Erev Shabbos, that we're makdim. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a Raya. Amar Shmuel Ba. V'chein Tana Devei Shmuel Ba. That the Braisa really means to say that Ezi Shabbos Rishayna, it's called Shechav Rosh Chodesh Adar Aliyah, it's Ba, not B'Seicha, it's Ba. It's when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in on that day. And then when the Braisa says V'chein B'Erev Shabbos, it's telling us that Erev Shabbos has the same din as when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, that we're not Makdim, rather that we read that we lane Shkalim on the following week, or that the point is that we're not Makdim. So if anything, this would be a Raya to Shmuel, it's definitely not a Raya to the Shita of Rav. Kitana, he says the Gemara, the Lamaisa, this, but the case of Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechaliyais, Be'erev Shabbos, is a Machlekes Tanayim. The Machlekes is like this. It says, Mesargin L'Shabbosis, that we skip around with the Shabbosis, Div Rabbi Yudah Nasi, Rosh Ben Elazar, Eimer Eimesargin, that we don't skip. Now, Amr Rosh Ben Elazar, Eimasai, when is it that they say that we don't skip? Eimasai, Eimer Eimesargin, it's Bizman Shechaliyais, Be'erev Shabbos. That's when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on an Erev Shabbos. However, Avol Bizman Shechaliyais, Be'soicha Shabbos, but if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, so then we're makdim v'kari mishabbos shavra afal pishu shev shvat. So then we reach Shkalim the week before, even though it's Chodesh Shvat. But you see from here lahedya that it's machlekes. What do you do in a case when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on an erev Shabbos? That's the case that they're arguing about, and it was specifically about that case that Rishon ben Elazar said that we're ain misargin, that we don't skip around in such a case because then we reach Shkalim the following week. But it's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would say that no, that we do skip around in such a case, so and meaning that we are makdim shkalim to the week before when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos, and you see it's a machlekas tanayim mamish gufa about this nidayim. Bashnia Zachar, we mentioned the next Shabbos we read Parsha Zachar. Itmar Purim Shechalya is Be'erev Shabbos. So Rav Amr Magdim in Parsha Zachar, or Shmuel Amr Ma'achar. Rav says that we lay Parsha Zachar the week before on Chas Adar, and Shmuel says that we're Ma'achar. Rav Amr Magdim in Keichi Duloy Tikta Masila Zachira. Rav says to be Magdim, because we never want it to be that the Asiyah of keeping Purim is before the Zachira of remembering what Amalek did. Shmuel Amr Ma'achar, and Shmuel says that no, it's okay, we could be Ma'achar. Amr Lach, Kevin Di'ikam Ukafen, Da'avdi B'chameisar, because since anyways there are walled cities that they're laying the Megillah on the 15th, so therefore Asira Zuchira Bahadi Adadi Ka'asian. So therefore, it's the Asiyah and the Zechira happening at the same time, and therefore there's not a problem to lay Parsha Shkalim on the following Shabbos. However, says the Gemara Tanan that we have arrived from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bashnia Zachar. Now we know, Vaki Mikla Reish Yarcha B'Shabbos, Mikla Purim B'Erev Shabbos. We know that when Rish Chodesh Adar falls in on Shabbos, so then by definition, Yudal Adar Purim is going to be on an Erev Shabbos, like we just had this past year. Ukatani Bishnia Zachar, and yet still the Mishnah says that on the second week you learn Parsha Zachar. So now, how is it on the second week? It must be that even when Rish Chodesh Adar falls out on an Erev Shabbos, we're still macked in Parsha Zachar to the previous week. However, Amra Papa, my Shnia, Shnia lafsaka. He says that no, it's not a raya. Shnia doesn't have to mean the objective second Shabbos. It might mean the second Shabbos after the break. So there's one Shabbos, and then there's the second Shabbos. On that Shabbos, that's what it means, the Shnia. Tashema, whoever says the Gemara, we have a raya from a Braisa. The Braisa says like this, that Ezi Shabbos Shnia is called Shechal Purim Yais Pesaicha, that the second Shabbos is the week that Purim, the Yudalit, falls out during that week. Vafilu be'erev Shabbos, and then huadin if Purim falls out on an Erev Shabbos. So my love, Erev Shabbos, the Midi de Seicha. It's mashma Erev Shabbos is similar to the case of the Reisha of Seicha. Ma Seicha Magdimen af, Ma Seifa Magdimen, af Erev Shabbos Magdimen. Just like Seicha, when Yudalit falls down in the middle of the week, so we read Zachar the Shabbos before, so too when Purim falls down in Erev Shabbos, we'll read Zachar the Shabbos before. However, Amar Shmuel Ba, V'chein Tani Dviv Shmuel Ba. No, it doesn't mean B'Seicha, the Braisa meant to say Ba. That the Shabbos, that if you have a Purim that falls out on Shabbos, so then you read the Megillah, then you read Zachar on that Shabbos, and who then if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, that's how we can read the Braisa. Says the Gemara that Chal Yoyis B'Shabbos Atzma, that if you have Yudalid, it falls out on Shabbos itself, so Amar Rav Huna L'Divrei Hakol Ein Makdimin, then everybody would agree that we don't have to be makdim. If Purim falls out on Shabbos itself, then we don't have to read Zachar the Shabbos before. Rav Nachman Amar Adayni Machlekes, then no, it's still a Machlekes. And says the Gemara, Mar Nami Amar Rav Chia Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav, Purim Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, if you have Purim that falls out, Yidal that falls out on the Shabbos itself, so then we're makdim v'kari b'shana sh'avra Zachar. So then we're going to be makdim and read Zachar on the Shabbos before. Oh, you're right.